Reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. So then, let's also run the race that is laid out in front of us, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let's throw off any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Gracious Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes, our ears, our hearts to receive your word. Help us to be aware of another presence here with us, that the Holy Spirit would move among us and within us, giving each of us something we need this day. We pray that we would go as different persons, transformed by your grace, your power, your love, going forth to a world that so desperately needs you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I probably should have George or Nick or someone to come around this time. I'm not sure how many have heard of the cloud in tech terms that thing that is out there somewhere that holds whatever information we want to entrust to it. I guess I'm not a trusting person in technology. And then, too, that's probably due to my own ignorance of all the technology that is out there, as well as how to use it. But there is another cloud, a cloud that surrounds us and that is spoken of even before this, that holds whatever information that we may entrust to it. And that is the cloud of those who have gone before us, of those who have blazed the paths of faith before us. Those who have walked closely with us, and those who are afar off, that we know only by name and by their description in the Word of God. The 11th chapter of Hebrews has sometimes been called God's Hall of Fame, or the Faith's Hall of Fame, as the author of Hebrews goes into what faith is, and those who have exhibited that kind of faith through the years. Some very unlikely heroes, some very reluctant heroes, and some that just took hold with both hands and handled whatever challenges faced them by the grace and power of God, and came forth with such triumph and such victory that they stand as a tribute for all eternity. And certainly all of time. Some were unlikely. Rahab the harlot. One would not have expected it. Jephthah, who followed his own word and his own vow and was more wed to that, so to speak, than to the direction of God, doing a very despicable thing, which was just done in, quote, honor rather than in obedience. But yet one who lived, who walked, and one used of God. And so many of those so-called blemishes are there, of a David, of a Moses, who, after hearing God's word and God's call and seeing all of these things, said, Lord, I'd just as soon you sent somebody else. I'm kind of busy right now. I have another agenda. I'm sure there's someone else who could do a better job on this. I'll get all scrambled up, all messed up. My speech isn't that good. I'll stutter. I'll just make a mess of things. And yet, each, when the time came, stepped up to the plate and delivered with faith. And God used them in Israel's history. Now, the author of Hebrews, many believe, was writing to a group of Jewish Christians who were being tempted and encouraged to return to the foundations of Judaism, that maybe we need to think about going to pre-Christian Judaism. Maybe we need to think about this faithfulness to the old religion. And to this, the author of Hebrews says, we own these people of faith. They're not just Jewish people. They're not just Jewish heroes. These are heroes of the faith that every man, woman, and child in Jesus Christ can claim for their heritage and declare that they are their heroes. They are their history. They are their models of faithfulness. And yet, even after doing this, when he comes into chapter 12, he shifts gears and says, by the way, don't fix your gaze on these other people. Don't fix your gaze on these heroes. You're not called to be a Moses, a Daniel. You're not called to be a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You're not called to be a Moses, an Abraham, an Isaac, a Jacob, or any of these other characters who are either mentioned or alluded to. But you are called to be faithful and to be a people of faith. And you can only do that not by following them, but by keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the goal. Keep your eyes on the one for whom it is all about. That when it comes right down to it, if these people had known what you know, their lives would have been even more different than they were, and even greater faithfulness and even greater victories would have been realized If they only had what you had the knowledge of in Christ Jesus. That He is the goal. He is the one who really got it all started. Whether these people knew it or not, they were moving towards Him. And towards the event of salvation that was coming in the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The offering of Himself is the sacrifice for our sins and the assurance of eternal life. The author of Hebrews, as he closes out the chapter of chapter 11, spoke of these persons who hadn't seen the realization. They hadn't had this perfection. They hadn't received or hadn't recognized the promises that God had given them in this life. That it may have seemed to some that they had been foolhardy in their faithfulness and in their trust. But He reminds us that those who walk with us, those who have walked before us, those who have modeled faith before us through the years, those we remember when we are here. And sometimes seems as though we can see them in their, in that place where they testified to their trust and their faithfulness in God. All of these could be asked that question, was it worth it? He reminds us that all of these felt that it had been. It's hard to point to one particular movie, or one particular thing. But there have been so many. When someone has gone through so much, and things have been so difficult, and the person has come out the other side, and that question, that burning question, was it worth it? Would you do it again? Would you make the same choice of faithfulness and obedience? And to a person, each responds, oh yes. Some may gulp twice before admitting it. Some may say, well, I'd rather not have it exactly this way, but yes, I would make that choice and that decision. I would make that commitment all over again. Not everyone has. The fifth chapter of Isaiah speaks of the song of the vineyard. When Isaiah speaks of the unfaithfulness of Israel, that there have been those who have gone their own direction rather than the way of God, and that it has resulted in judgment. The warning that it would result in judgment, and then the response of time that it did. Earlier in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 2, verse 3, the writer says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? if we neglect what God is doing. Jesus, in the 12th chapter of Luke, is speaking to the people, and he is reminding them of how they are good at interpreting the signs of the weather. Maybe the weathermen should have talked to some of these people. But they can interpret some signs. And says, but why can't you interpret the obvious? Why can't you interpret what God is doing? Why can't you recognize God in your midst? Why can't you recognize what God is trying to do and how God is trying to use you and work through you and with and all around you? Indeed, the offering that God was doing, the offering that God was making for our sins, for our lives. Will we be perfect? The faith history isn't in our favor there, is it? For those who are mentioned had their blemishes, and yet that didn't disqualify them as people of faith and even faithfulness. It wasn't the mistakes they made on which God was going to labor, and that they were ultimately remembered. But indeed, it comes down to the question, is it worth it? And the answer is, God has more for us than our finite minds can dare to imagine, than we could ever fully comprehend. That and more is what God makes available for those in Christ Jesus. Why on earth would we settle for anything less? Gracious Lord, we give thanks and praise for your faithfulness and for the checkered faithfulness of so many through the years who have had flashes of weakness and flashes of greatness, but still have trusted you and sought to walk with you. Help us so to walk, O Lord, with eyes fixed on Jesus. We pray this in his name. Amen.